Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. for Sunday school. Of course, during this COVID time, we're just having a general auditorium Sunday school. We're not going to the classes, but we still like to invite you to come and be with us in our Sunday school hour. Then at 10:45, we'll begin our morning service, and we're taking all the precautions that we can to try to mitigate the COVID progression, and we're taking temperatures as folks come in. We're encouraging folks to wear masks, also marking off pews for social distancing, and so we're doing everything that we can to try to still have service, and we thank God that He's allowed us. Also, we have a Sunday night service at 5 o'clock, and then we're doing our midweek service on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. We're doing that on YouTube. And so we'd like to invite you to come to any of our services and to be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.
Shadows, you will when Satan comes to tempt you and tries to make you doubt, the Lord is near to hold you by the hand. With loving arms around you, He'll gently lead you out. He'll strengthen you, He'll give you grace to stand. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you'll find Jesus. He's the only one who cares and understands. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you will find Him, and you'll know Him by the touch of His hand.
I've had a good life, and the Lord has blessed me so. Oh, but sometimes I just want to go home. Friends and family I have here, and their love I hold so dear. Oh, but I just want to go home. Home has never looked so good to me. The tears are gone and spirits there. Almost falling, I see tomorrow and it keeps me going. There's no turning back, I just got to make it home. Now there's a Savior that I've never seen. I want to thank Him for all He's been to me. Oh, sometimes I just want to go home. A golden street as clear as a crystal that my feet are longing to walk upon. Oh, sometimes I just want to go home. Home has never looked so good to me. All the tears are gone and spirits there. Almost falling, I see tomorrow and it keeps me going. Oh, there's no turning back, I just got to make it home.
Hey, amen. I want to read just three words this morning. In one verse, chapter 5 of 1 Thessalonians, and verse number 17. I know it's familiar to you this morning. The Apostle Paul said, pray without ceasing. Our Heavenly Father and our God, as we come before You this morning, Lord, how we thank You, God, such a beautiful day, Lord, outside. And
Father, thank you, Lord, for the day that you've made and let us be a part of this morning, God. And I pray this morning that, Lord, that you draw us unto yourself this morning, God. I pray this morning, Lord, that you'd certainly meet the needs, Lord, of those this morning, God, that are without. And, Father, this morning I pray that your name be exalted among your people this morning, Father. I pray you touch the sick. We've already made mention this morning, God, that you'd comfort those with a death angel, Lord. As I touch lives this morning, God, and, Lord, I pray that you bring peace unto them, God, that our Lord are in the midst of the battle, Lord, that are struggling this morning, God. Our Lord, I do pray this morning, God, that wherever your people are gathered together, you'd be in the midst this morning. God, in the name of Christ, I be exalted above measure this morning, that you'd anoint your men to stand and proclaim the truths of thy word this morning, God. And Lord, may you save to the uttermost this morning, God, those this morning, God, that are still lost and undone in this world. Father, I pray you'd encourage the hearts of your people this morning. I thank you, God, for salvation. I thank you, God, for the promised, Lord, of eternity this morning, God. And I thank you this morning for opening our eyes to the truth this morning, God. And Father, I do pray you'd use us, God. We might be a blessing to someone along life's way this morning. For all of this, we'll thank you. We'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen this morning and amen. How the Bible said this morning, pray without ceasing. A pretty simple and straightforward command in verse this morning. I think that I'd be easily understood this morning. The Bible said in Isaiah 55 and verse number 6, to seek the Lord while he may be found and call upon him while he's near. I tell you, sometimes we forget the greatest resource that you and I have this morning as children of God is our prayer life this morning. I want to preach on the thought this morning, God been our helper, concerning a place to pray. I thank God this morning, a place to pray this morning. And I certainly hope that you have a place to pray this morning as well. I'm in a place that you can go and talk to God. I'm talking about a lifeline this morning that, brother, you can tug, dear friend, upon that line to heaven. Ring the prayer bells this morning. A place this morning you can get connected and hooked up. A place that you can draw strength from this morning from another world. Amen. The Bible said that it is the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man that availeth much this morning. Amen. Faith still moves mountains. Dear friend, prayer still touches God this morning. Dear friend, the Lord Jesus Christ give us the example. Dear friend, this morning in the Lord's Prayer, what we call the Lord's Prayer this morning. Dear friend, that's not something that we should just repeat. It's a model prayer. It's an outline. Dear friend, telling us that we ought to call upon the name of the Lord. Dear friend, to give him praise and thanks this morning. To ask for his guidance and his leadership. And thank God this morning. Observe his coming this morning. Dear friend, we need a place to pray this morning. Christian, dear friend, you cannot survive without prayer. You cannot serve without prayer this morning. Dear friend, you cannot sustain in this world without prayer. Dear friend, you need a place this morning to go, dear friend, and call upon the name of the Lord. Amen. Now, I know this morning we can pray throughout the day, and we can pray anywhere this morning. I know that. And brother, you can pray all day long. Dear friend, you don't have to be on your knees to pray, and you don't have to have your eyes closed to pray, dear friend, this morning. But I'm talking about you need a place, dear friend, to pray this morning. Dear friend, it ought to be you. Universal place, dear friend, a place where you can pray for anybody. Dear friend, a prayer is not our last resort. It ought to be our first priority. Amen. Prayer life this morning, friend of mine, ought to be the first place that we resort when there's a need in our life, when it arises. Amen. Dear friend, it ought to be a place, dear friend, this morning that is designated, dear friend, to pray in. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, listen, prayer may be unique this morning. I don't know how you pray, if you bow your knees, if you spread your hands, if you lift up your heart, if you fall on on your face. Our dear friend, pour out your heart, whether you crawl or cry or call out. Our dear friend, as long as the Holy Ghost of God is moving in your heart this morning, it is the Spirit of God anyhow. Our dear friend, that makes intercession for us. How the Bible said we don't even know how to pray. Our dear friend, that the Spirit maketh intercession with groanings that cannot be understood. And then we've got a faithful high priest that can be touched to the feeling of our infirmities this morning. Our dear friend, I'm glad, our dear friend, to have an avenue of prayer this morning. And I hope that you have a place, our dear friend, that you can pray this morning. You can't afford to be without a place to pray this morning. Our dear friend, first of all, let me say there are many that are lacking a place to pray. Amen. We live in such times as these, troubled times and distressful times, dangerous times. Our dear friend, this morning, our dear friend, and many just don't have a place to pray. The Bible said, pray evermore. Amen. And pray here without ceasing. Our dear friend, this morning, there's too many that's just not serious about praying. Our dear friend, too many that are satisfied where they're at. Our dear friend, this morning, and they need no more than, our dear friend, than what they have right now. Our dear friend, until they get in trouble, and then they want to take God out like a spare tire and put him on to get a little further down the road. And when things start getting better, they'll take him off, put him back in the trunk, and go on down the line. Amen. Our dear friend, I'm telling you, we need to pray for revival in our churches. We need to pray, our dear friend, for the prodigals that have strayed away. We need to pray, and most of all, for those that are still lost and undone, standing on the very brink of eternity. Our dear friend, we need to pray. Our dear friend, it'll heal the sick. It'll encourage the discouraged this morning. It'll lighten and loads and burdens this morning. Our dear friend, this morning can't do without it. Amen. Our dear friend, I want to tell you, church, you can get by without great attendance as long as you got a prayer life. You can get by without a great treasury. Our dear friend, as long as you got prayer. You can get by without the programs committees. Our dear friend, but you can't get anywhere without prayer in the church. Amen. Without it, we're just spinning our wheels. Our dear friend, we might be smoking the pavement, burning fuel, making noise, but we're not getting anywhere this morning without prayer. Amen. Our dear friend, I want to tell you, you ought to be, our dear friend, and have a place to pray. It needs to be a designed place. Amen. Designated. Our dear friend, I know you can pray at church. I know you can pray at the altar. Our dear friend, I know you have family prayer, and all of that's good and well. Our dear friend, but you need to have a personal, private place. Our dear friend, designated to prayer. That when you go to that place, our dear friend, that God knows why you're there. Our dear friend, that you go to that place for one reason. Our dear friend, to call upon the name of the Lord. I didn't say you had to have an altar in your house. Our dear friend, but I'm telling you, you ought to have a place designated as an altar this morning. Our dear friend, whether it's your bedside, our dear friend, whether it's a corner in your bedroom, our dear friend, it ought to be a place that you say, God, this is where I'm going to come and call upon your name. This is where I want to meet with you. Our dear friend, at the end of the day, when you've had a bad day, when you've had a hard day, in the middle of the night when there's trouble, that's arisen, brother, that you can go to that designated place and begin to call upon the name of the Lord. Abraham had altars built. Jacob had a stone in Bethel. Jesus resorted to the garden or on the mountainside. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, I'm glad I've got a place to pray this morning. I don't have to have a priest, dear friend, to go pray for me. Brother, the veil of the temple has been rent, and I can enter in myself and call upon the name of the Lord. Dear friend, you ought to have a private place. Dear friend, yes, you ought to pray with your wife, and yes, you ought to pray with your children. But brother, there ought to be also some time, brother, you enter into your prayer closet by yourself. Amen. Where there is nobody else, that you might pour out your heart, I dear friend, your private, I dear friend, your emotion this morning unto the Lord. Amen. I dear friend, this morning, there's many times we don't have the words to speak, but I know, I dear friend, even though there's nothing coming out, there's a something going up. Amen. I dear friend, there ought to be a purpose this morning. I dear friend, I'm telling you, God knows when I go to my prayer place this morning that I have come there for one reason, and that is to commune and talk with Him. Amen. It ought not even be a designed place. It ought to be a place we desire. Amen. I'm talking about prayer but also being a place of preventive maintenance. Amen. I dear friend, nothing has to be wrong, I dear friend, for us to pray. Amen. I dear friend, David prayed at midnight, and he rose up early in the morning, and Jesus did before daybreak. I dear friend, prayed. Amen. I dear friend, we ought to pray for a closer walk. I dear friend, we ought to pray for direction. I ought to pray for forgiveness every day. Or to also pray for things giving this morning and all that God does for us. Dear friend, you don't have to have trouble in your life before you ever pray. Amen. Ask God to supply the needs of your life and thank Him for all that He's already done. And if you've got nothing else to thank Him for, just thank Him for who He is. Give Him praise. Lift up His name. Exalt Him this morning. Brag on Him. Dear friend, you're to have a desire to go and talk to the Lord this morning. Amen. You know, it's amazing. Dear friend, people can watch TV for hours on end. Amen. But they can't pray 5 minutes. Dear friend, this morning I'll tell you, we need a place to pray this morning. There's too many lacking a place to pray. There's not enough going up unto the Lord this morning. Amen. It ought to be a disciplined place this morning. Daniel prayed 3 times a day. He dropped everything and went to pray. He seen the importance in praying. Brother, we ought to have an appointment to pray. Dear friend, there ought to be a time in our life that we agree. Dear friend, that we're going to meet with God. Amen. Dear friend, I don't care if we get up late in the morning. Dear friend, we ought at least wise give Him thanks and praise. I don't care if we've had a long day. Before we go to bed, we ought to thank the Lord. Dear friend, this morning there ought to be an appointment. Dear friend, the order being a set time that we begin to pray and call upon the Lord. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, sometimes we need to fast. Sometimes we need to sanctify ourselves. Dear friend, before we come to His presence this morning. Amen. Now, I realize not every time you pray you feel like you've touched heaven this morning. There's been times, brother, I felt like heaven was brass. I felt like my words couldn't get past the ceiling. Dear friend, this morning, but I prayed anyhow. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, I'll tell you. Dear friend, if you quit church, your pastor will know about it. If you quit tithing, the treasurer will know about it. If you quit studying, your class will know about it. If you quit practicing singing, the church will know about it. Dear friend, and I'll assure you, when you quit praying, dear friend, it won't take long. It'll start showing in your life as well. Amen. Dear friend, this morning I'll tell you, you need that prayer life this morning. You need that place to pray. Dear friend, but there's too many lacking a place to pray. And then number two, and there's some that are looking for a place to pray. Amen. Dear friend, there's a day, dear friend, when so many mock the church, how they take salvation lightly. It means nothing to them this morning. Dear friend, to pass by the church and go on about their business. Amen. Dear friend, as long as the world's got a pill and a banker and a lawyer and a doctor, and as long as they've got something else to hope in, dear friend, but I want to tell you, sometime or another, everybody needs God in their life. Have there come a time you'll hit a wall you can't budge? Dear friend, you, dear friend, will get bogged down in something you can't get out of. Dear friend, there'll be trouble, there'll be disaster. Dear friend, this morning, and you'll be looking for a place to pray this morning. Amen. Dear friend, there are souls in danger. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, I'm telling you this morning, a friend of mine, have there are those that are standing on the very brink of eternity. community. Dear friend, this morning, that they're going to be looking for a place to pray one of these days. Dear friend, they may have pulled the shades and locked the door and cut the lights out when the preacher come by. Dear friend, they may, dear friend, make light of your invitation. Dear friend, they may have walked out of church many a times in the same condition they walked in. Dear friend, but there'll come a day, brother, they'll be looking for a place to pray. Amen. When they realize how short life is, how their life is but a vapor, how that's here for a little time and then vanishes away. Amen. One of these days, they're going to have a pain. Dear friend, they're going to, dear friend, take a test from a doctor's office. Dear friend, that's not going to be good. And they're going to realize this morning that they're mortal just like everybody else. And they're going to be looking for a place to pray. Dear friend, oh, that God would open up their eyes. Dear friend, and let them see how hot hell is. Dear friend, that life is not a game. Dear friend, that eternity is real. How that Jesus said that the fire is not quenched and the worm dieth not. Amen. That one of these days, dear friend, they're going to stand before a holy, just God. And it is a dangerous thing to fall into the hands of a fearful God. Dear friend, it is a fearful thing to fall in the hands of a living God. Amen. And they realize how long eternity is. Dear friend, that where the tree falls, there that it's going to lie. Amen. There are souls in danger. Dear friend, that's going to be looking for a place to pray one of these days. Amen. I hope it's not too late. Dear friend, when a life's at stake, I think about Hezekiah. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, dear friend, when news came that he ought to set his house in order, it is going to die and not live. Dear friend, Hezekiah fell over against the wall and began to pray. I began to plead, dear friend, with God to have mercy upon his life. Amen. Dear friend, I know you may be ready to die. I know you'll be much better off leaving this world. I know that's what you've been waiting for. Dear friend, but I'll tell you, when that lump's in your throat, dear friend, when you realize your days, dear friend, are numbered this morning, I still want to live as long as I can. I still believe God's got power to heal. Dear friend, and I'm still going to pray the Lord to come upon the scene. Amen. Dear friend, when your loved ones, dear friend, are in trouble this morning, amen. I think about prayer was made down at John Mark's house. Dear friend, for Peter when he is in prison. Dear friend, this morning I'll tell you, for those that are helpless and those that are hanging in the balance, dear friend, we ought to be standing in the gap this morning and praying for them. Because I'll assure you, when our fat's in the fire, brother, when we're hanging by a thread, we sure want others praying for us this morning. Amen. But let me say lastly, this morning before time runs out, there's going to be many longing for a place to pray this morning. Amen. Dear friend, salvation, dear friend, is today. Now is the appointed time. Dear friend, not tomorrow, not next week. Dear friend, certainly not yesterday. Dear friend, there will come a time when the door will be closed. There will come a time, dear friend, when that God says, I'm not going to hear that prayer anymore. Amen. Dear friend, and I believe there's many today, dear friend, that are just about to the point of sending away their day of grace, dear friend, and their prayers never being heard. I think about Esau, the Bible said, dear friend, this morning that I traded away his birthright, and though he sought repentance, dear friend, with tears, he could not find a place to pray. Amen. Dear friend, this morning I'll tell you how sad it is when a man realizes and comes to the place, dear friend, and understands, dear friend, this morning that there's no more hope, there's no more opportunities. Dear friend, this morning I think about Judas, that went too far. The Bible said he repented of himself and then went out and hung himself and went to his own place. Amen. I think about the rich man, dear friend, that the first time he began to pray was in hell. Dear friend, how sad it is that that prayer fell upon deaf ears. And dear family, I'll tell you, the greatest prayer meeting that ever take place is in the bowels of hell. Have men and women praying and pleading for their relief and praying for their families this morning. And dear family, that it's too late. And dear friend, I hope this morning that you've got a place to pray. I hope you've got a place that you can steal away from when trouble comes to your life. And God knows when you enter into that place that He needs to come down and listen to you this morning. Child of God, there is a need for prayer. Pray without ceasing. May the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.